Hey, so how do you match the intensity emotionally that you guys brought last week? How do you do that one more time?
Well, I think, the bottom line is it's this simple. You know, you win, you keep going, you lose, you go home. You know, so emotion is found in that period. You know? And then that's what the playoffs is all about. Just next week. You know, last week was last week. Most of that is gone now. Now it's on to the next week, division around, and I think our team understands that clearly.
Lee, how you feeling? 10 weeks off and then 87 play game.
I think I feel great. You know, personally, I feel great. You know, I've been working my butt off. You know, 10 weeks off is, you know, a great time for my body to recover. But, you know, the strenuous workouts and stuff I've been doing, man, has always kept me prepared for the game of when I came back.
Ray Bolden was talking about he wanted the Broncos. Does everybody on the team feel the same way considering what happened in December?
You know what? I wasn't there for that. And whatever Anquan feels, you know, that we are together on whatever it is. So that's what he wants. That's what we want. But it don't matter who we want. You know, it's the next team on our schedule. And I just think for us, we just have to go in there. And we don't, you know, and at this stage of the tournament, it don't matter who you get and how you get them and where you get them at. It's a 60-minute ball game, man. And they're going to prepare for us like we're going to prepare for them. So, you know, whoever wants whoever, you got what you want.
If Peyton Manning's beaten you guys 9 times in a row, Is the 10th time harder for him to win or easier for him to win?
I tell you what, I think the hardest thing is if he don't win, he don't win. You know, so the last 9, you know, even the times that he's beat us, you know, the only times that you can really count. And I've always counted those times. Is, you know, I think it was 06. You know, we gave up 5 field goals to him, and, you know, they went on to win the Super Bowl. You know, now that hurts, you know, to lose to somebody and, you know, that you had beat, and then they go on to win the Super Bowl. All the other times, whether you win or not, you know, there's only one champ at the end of the day. And if that ain't you or the team that beat you, then so be it. When you get into that 9 times here or there, you know, there's so many things that factors into that. You know, whether it was who was playing, defense is doing what our defense is doing, whatever it is, and it's a whole new game now. And there's so many people who's probably never played Peyton before, you know, that's on this team outside of a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, I don't think you ever get into that scenario, because that scenario is irrelevant right now. The only thing that's relevant right now is if we win this week.
So that history can't get in your team's head, you don't think?
Say it again?
That Peyton's history of success against you won't be in the Ravens' head.
You know what? I think it's almost impossible to, you know, like I said, if he had won, you know, 3, 4 Super Bowls, you know, on top of every time he beat us, then you're pissed off, because, you know, that could have been us. But, you know, there is not. We was watching the same games he was watching, you know, and that, with that being said, you know, there's no in your head or nothing. It's just simply lining up and going to play football.
What'd you think about him in the glove here the last couple games? Have you noticed that on film?
Him what?
Peyton's been wearing a glove the last couple games. Did you spot that?
Whatever reason is, you know, it don't hurt him throwing the ball at all, so... So whatever reason he's winning, I guess he's winning for him, but it don't matter one way or another to us.
Do you think the cold weather could play to the advantage of a Baltimore team?
You know what, I think both teams have to play in it. You know, that's how it was gonna go. And you know, we're built for whatever weather it is, and we just built just the way we built. So whoever gets the edge, gets the edge. But it's gonna be cold for both teams.
What's the team's mindset about the altitude out here? Has that been talked about?
I think Coach said about it probably less than 10 seconds, and it was over with, you know. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, man, you know, it ain't like, you know, it's life or death, you know. It's just different altitude. You know, we travel, everybody travel across the world and deal with different climates and things like that. So I don't think it'll be a big issue that everybody's making it.
Ray, how'd you feel last week? Were you happy the way you played? Did you feel a step slow? Where'd you think your game was at, and where do you think it is now?
I think anytime, you know, me personally, I don't even worry about that. Anytime you don't let a team in the end zone, then that's the bottom line. That me being the leader of my defense, me coming back and doing what I did, that's where I should be, and that's where I'm supposed to be. This week is always going to get better, though. All right, hold on, guys.
Hey, guys, one more question for Ray. He's got to get to the podium, okay?
Hey, Ray, what are your memories of playing against Peyton all those times and the challenges that you faced?
I think I think every one of them was one of those memories, you know, because there's always those games that you're always in those close games, you know, playing against each other. And, you know, it's just those classic memories that you always go back and reminisce about, you know, when the game is done. And, you know, the Warriors side of me, you know, playing against him time and time again is just, you know, one heck of a battle.